love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Randy Jackson here tonight from American Idol, going on the fourth season. Good to see you.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Doc? How you doing?
Good, Randy.
If you, Randy...
Randy
you,
vaporized. Look at that.
I know, there's nothing left of it.
Oh, no, there are things left, trust me.
let me tell you this. I was thinking about, I was skipping rope tonight, and I was thinking about Randy coming in, and I know Randy's dropped some weight. And I thought, but I've talked about this many times, where when a black man puts on 100 pounds, he turns into a bouncer. When a white guy puts on 100 pounds, he turns into a chick.
That's funny, dude.
You know what I mean? Like,
dude, that's funny.
No, when we put on, I put on 30 pounds, I start looking like Truman Capote. You put on 100 pounds, you're working at the Crazy Horse.
Yeah,
show.
Right. Yeah, right. I'm that's, the man outside.
That's all you got to do as a black guy. Here's what you got to do as a black guy. You put on 100 pounds, you got to shave your head. You get that extra, you get that neck roll.
Yeah, right.
Then you got to get
authority.
A big rope chain bracelet and get some matching trunks and shirt. And then just stand out front of Crazy Horse, too, and just take money.
Just go back.
You just stand there and have people hand you money every once in a while.
This discussion came up when we Snoop came with those
white
two
guy
huge
gets fatty.
Guys.
White guy gets fat, he starts turning pink.
Yes.
He starts producing lactating and stuff.
I love it.
Somewhere between
what is that?
Pork and females.
But yeah, how come we produce estrogen when we put on weight? The black man just puts on muscle and testosterone.
You know how it is, baby. You know, it's the manly man. Hello.
We start like we get pink cheeked and our chest hair falls out. We can't find our penis, starts to turtle in. We get that punch that obscures our penis. Black guys get the neck roll and get more aggressive. Yeah. What is that?
More authority, more power.
They just get big.
All they do is just they go from the Denali into the Escalade. That's it. We get pink cheeked and start producing milk.
You go into the Ford Taurus.
Yeah. We go into a small car. That's what I love, by the way. I love a fat guy in a small car. That is a great look. Yeah, window all the way down. Sweat. Trail of sweat behind the car.
Oh, you love it.
Car tilting over to one side. Let me just say this. We'll get into Doc, who worked here. And, Doc still does work here. Okay, let me explain something. Then it's Randy Jackson, American Idol. But the guy who does the news for the Kevin and Bean Morning Show out here on the mother station of K-Rock in Los Angeles, where the show Loveline originated many years ago, Doc on the Rock. Doc is 255 pounds if he's an ounce. And he insisted on driving a three-cylinder automobile. Like he swore by it was a Subaru Justy.
Nice.
Like this thing was small by Subaru standards, and this is 10 years ago. Yeah. He actually asked me one day what he could do to beef up the suspension on the left side because the car tilted when he drove.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's a three-cylinder. It's a Shriner's car, and he's 265 pounds.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Of course the car is going to tip. But at that point, get a new ride.
Get a little bit bigger of a car. Come on.
Amazing. Yeah, here's the thing. The wheelbase must be wider than you. That's the thing. If you're actually
that's the rule. That's the rule.
Wider than your ass.
If your love handle, like if you got to tuck your love handles in before you slam the passenger side door. If you want to start talking about suspension modifications,
you got some problems.
It's time to move up to a four cylinder.
To a Festiva.
Yeah, it's time to slide. It's time to step up to the Festiva, everybody. Randy, I want you here every night just to laugh while I'm talking.
Dude, I'm just, you cracking me up over here, man.
Thank you. Well, Drew, it's like talking to a wooden Indian. But you, look at you, just laughing and having a good time.
Dude, I like that. That's a great story. I got to use that. Love handles, axles. Make it work.
Yep, gotta work. Well, Randy. Okay, so let's see. Let's a few things about Randy, which is, and I don't know how many people know how extensive your music background is, or that you have Grammys from producing and all. You know, I'm looking at this list, by the way, and I don't know. You tell me, but you know, touring with NSYNC and Madonna and Celine Dion, Destiny's Child and Elton John, and all. Do people know your credits, or do they just think you're that guy from the show?
You know what's really funny about it is, like, you hope that people know the credits, at least some of them, you know, and you think that by now they do, but dude, you never take anything for granted, because people say to me all the time, so what were you doing before the show? Working.
Right. And they always, whether they know it or not, it's always they take a turn for the insulting.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, they say stuff like, what, did you ever think that anyone would, and it's like,
you didn't exist until you got on their radar.
Right.
Their
exactly.
But I know
on their TV.
It must be how a lot of these celebrities who ended up, you know, they had these amazing film careers in the 30s and in the 40s,
yes,
and then it was Broadway, and now they're playing, now they're in Bewitched.
It's Mrs. Howell.
It's Agnes.
Mrs. Howell.
Agnes Moore. Yeah, it's these people. It's like, hey, that's the crabby neighbor. It's like, I got 16 Tonys and 3 Oscars.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're the nutty neighbor lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're the cartoon character, and that's your life.
That's
and,
weird, right?
And that's how they send you out, dude. Yeah. That's how you die.
You're going to go out on a cartoon.
A day before you died, he had someone yelling, hey, Mrs. Kravitz, at the supermarket.
No,
you
I
died
remember,
the next day.
I remember
day.
Reading something about the woman that played Mrs. Howell, she had this extensive film career and a Broadway career, and they were pointing at her at Pink's, you know, like, this is hell.
That's right. So you're going to Judge Randy's going to be
Jackson.
It's going to be your last one. Although Judge Jackson does kind of work.
Yeah, right.
Hey, man, maybe I could be a sheriff on a Western.
Sheriff. Yeah.
Hello, Sheriff.
Judge Jackson.
Howdy, Sheriff.
I like, I miss the deputizing. I miss that part where you could just take drunken townies and say, you're working
leave.
Here's a gun. You got a gun? Okay, use mine.
All right, I'm out of here.
Now, you want to shoot anybody or do anything, fine, but we need your help.
Yeah.
I deputized you.
You know, the other thing we found out, right now we're talking to Stryker, who is in Los Angeles, a show ahead of ours, that Stryker was supposed to be the fourth judge on American Idol. He was hired to be. Oh, you heard that.
Really?
Yeah, the
and what happened?
Season, man.
He
know.
Didn't want to do it. He decided
he didn't
want to
do it. He thought, man, it's going to blow my cool, man.
He didn't want to do it?
He said, it's just not the direction I want to go.
Wow.
Which is cool, though, you know, because it's not for, like, everyone, you know, because it's actually...
Oh, no, it's for him. It's for him now. He just it wasn't for him then. He thought this thing was going to come and go like some sort of McDonald's special.
Some sort of a circus.
Yeah, limited time offer.
He's never spoken any envious words of it at all.
Believe
me, cool
the kid's green. I know him well.
No, come on.
No, I'm just saying there are things... Here's the thing. There are movies that actors pass on all the time. And
that's
they pass
true.
On them because they read the script and they didn't really like them. If they knew it was going to turn into the Indiana Jones trilogy,
right.
Buddy Epson would have greenlighted.
Buddy Epson.
No. Whoever passed on it would have. And you hear these stories. Oh, Tom Selleck was supposed to originally be, you know, Indiana Jones.
Right.
I'm not saying that they would have said the script was any better. But if someone said, hey, this thing's going to generate 3 films and $500 million, they probably would have went.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Let me try.
Someone knew that if Stryker, and Stryker's a hardcore guy, don't get me wrong, he's not lost any of his street cred, but if someone said, you'll be inking a deal for going into season 4, and this thing's a top 5 show consistently and a worldwide phenomenon, you might think for another beat.
Yeah, for one more beat at least.
Yeah, I would too.
He's still cool, though.
No, he's got his street cred.
And you guys are going into auditions.
Yeah, man, this week, season 4, man, starting in Cleveland, the home of the Rock and Roll Museum.
Yeah, Hall of Fame is
Hall of Fame,
out there.
Man, Hall of Fame.
As L.A., here's what we got. We got Alvera Street, which, by the way, do we need a Mexican street anymore? Really?
That's funny.
Really? I can't get a churro anywhere else in this town and some horchata? Not going to happen? Really? Can't find a Mexican in this town. Got to go down. You need a street? I'll tell you what the street is. It's called Los Angeles. All right, that's number one. We don't need Alvera Street anymore. Number two, we got La Brea Tar Pits.
Tar Pits.
Hey, everybody, it's a hole filled with tar.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Go in there. Get in there.
Look at that. Yeah, there's a Big Mac wrapper floating in and a styrofoam mastodon. Fantastic. All right, Hall of Fames for you guys.
Yeah.
We can't get a Hall of Fame out here?
Man, we should have one, dude.
How about getting a professional football team out here first for any Hall of Fame action?
Yeah, true. It's only been 11 years. Come on now.
Has it been 11
no,
years?
No, it's probably, but I swear it's been 8.
It's got to be 8.
8 or 9?
Oh, my God. Dude, that's crazy.
Well, the Rams haven't been here for...
Been here for about 11, but the Raiders... But it's probably been about 7-8 years.
But here's the thing about the Raiders, too. Raiders were Oakland, then they came here, then they left. So it's sort of never really exactly, you know, they needed to be here for 25, 30 years and then leave. They were here for, you know, I don't know, 12?
Yeah, they came here while they were mad
at
Oakland.
They were visiting,
Right.
Yeah, we're mad at Oakland. We're leaving.
Yeah, that's you moving in with your old girlfriend, telling your old lady, I need some air.
I never thought the culture of the Raiders fit with Los Angeles, you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Yeah, I mean, they sort of had the black and silver gangbanger thing part, but that's not really, it was really about the Maverick culture, which didn't really fit in over here.
Yeah. Not the way the rest of the
world Oliveira Street, but yeah.
Yeah, Oliveira. It's beautiful. Yeah, let's get one of those. No Little Italy. All right, so let's review. No football team, no Hall of Fame, Alvera Street, tar pit. No Little Italy. That's Los Angeles, everybody.
Oh my God.
Come on, we got to do something. Doesn't everybody? Cleveland's got a Little Italy.
Cleveland's got a Little Italy and the Hall of Fame.
Don't they have a little Germany or something? You and I had dinner there one night.
Every place has a little something.
A little Poland.
You know, I swear to Christ, you know what we got over here? We got little stuff that no one wants. We got little stuff that's already little.
Ethiopia.
Strip mall.
We got a little Ethiopia over here. Bring the kids, everybody. You ever see fly? You ever see a buzzard circling a carcass? Come on down.
Bring the whole family.
That's right. It's drought dealing days. Come on down. See the skinny kids.
Yeah.
Come on. We need a Little Italy, everybody. Bread. Dun da dun da dun da da. Got fat guy. Baskets. Baskets of bread.
Pink, red wine. Pink, white, fat guy.
Fat, cheeky, pink, fat, white guys.
Lactating.
Serving you up cannolis.
Lactating.
Lactating. You order the espresso. He reaches over, gives you a little shot of frothy breast milk. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Little Italy. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you what we should do. I got two choices. I got my two Little Italy choices. One is we throw the Mexicans off Alvera Street because it's like, listen, you guys have been squatting the street long enough. Secondly, all I have to do is walk in, start yelling INS, place clears out, we move the Italians right in. Or all I got to do is ask to see some paperwork. Come on, who's in charge here? Let me see some paperwork. Come on, let's get them right out. Now, here's the thing. From Mexico to Italy, small transition. You know what I mean? You kind of got the cobblestone vibe.
A lot of
the look, architecture, not going to take much tweaking. You know, the red tile roofs and that kind of thing.
Kind of similar. You got a similar vibe going on.
I could easily tweak some of this stuff. Plus, we'll just keep all the guys and switch them over to the Italian cuisine. Switch the clothing a little bit. Trade the poncho in for like a zoot suit or, oh, no, no, that's still the, you know, like, yeah, like
Ballers.
A hat. Yeah, yeah. Ball. We'll work it out.
Gucci shoes.
Or we just pave over the tar pits and put Little Italy
that
there.
Might be a nice
That's what I say, dude, man. We like the Mexicans. Come on, man.
No, we like them. I'm just saying. But the reign of Alvera Street, it's here's the thing. When I was in junior high, Alvera Street was a nice novelty. Hey, come on down. See the brown-skinned people and how they live. But now, it's the novelty's over. No, I'm not saying it's a bad way. I'm just saying it's no longer...
Now you have to come see how the Italians live.
Yeah, I want to see how the Italians live. That's all I'm saying.
I think take the tar pits out, man.
I'll take the tar pits. All right, so we're going to need like 70 metric tons. Talking about the tar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We're going to need like 100 dump trucks of kitty litter.
More than that.
100? Huge. Okay, but the ones they use for strip mining.
The quarry size dump trucks.
And just fill the thing with kitty litter, and we'll just pour 4-inch slab, we'll stamp some cobblestone into it, and we'll start from there.
There you go.
Just open up a pizzeria.
Yep, San Gennaro feast.
Some facade fountain with some fancy.
It'll be great. We'll get Tommy Lasorda down there to like put in the first shovel full of kitty litter.
Yeah.
We'll take some pictures. Pow.
Get somebody's pasta sauce. Oh, man, I'm ready.
All right. A Little Italy. You'd hang out a Little Italy if we had one out
here,
right?
Dude, I would. I'd order a cappuccino. Come on.
That's right. I'll give you a little breast milk in there. All right.
Let's take a call.
All right. Let's go
now. Let's break it down.
That's right.
Love line.
Let's talk to Elizabeth, who's 21. Elizabeth?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, I've been going out with my boyfriend for like 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And the past year, I guess like about a year ago, I found out that he is, I guess like the term that he uses, devotee. Like he's attracted to amputees.
Devotee. He's a devotee.
Of what?
Devotee of what?
Tony Randall's your boyfriend?
Yeah, he's a devotee of what?
Like disabled women, like amputee. Like,
oh, a devotee of stump porn, Adam. Oh, of course, you know.
Oh,
you know, of course.
Okay. Wow.
Yes,
wow.
A devotee, you're a devotee of stump.
Well, I like to think of myself as a connoisseur.
Yes, a connoisseur, yes.
Of
yes.
Stump porn. Also a bit of a raconteur of stump porn. I can wax poetic
yes,
about it.
Yes, indeed you can. You yes, I've heard
wow.
you.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Elizabeth.
So I'm just wondering, what, I mean, is there like, stump is there, is this like.
Hold on a second.
Wait a minute, dude.
You don't hear devotee and stump porn like combined.
Dude.
Dude,
you are funny. Oh my god,
that is really it's.
Oh
it's,
my god,
it's
I've
like
never
it,
heard those
it,
two
it,
words.
It's
those two
really,
words lined
it,
up.
You know what the devotee and stump porn combination is? It's like saying, "Would you like me to make you a mimosa with Cristal yeah. and Sunny D?"
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
How
wow.
about you're gonna use the Cristal, use the fresh breath I mean, stuff.
Devotee of Mendelssohn's music.
All
no.
right.
Devotee of stump porn.
All right. Hey, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
All right. And listen, how do you
sorry,
know this?
I'm
you
sorry.
You check his computer?
Yeah, I found like pictures of like people in wheelchairs and stuff.
Wow.
We'd ladies.
Love, we would love to sort of
wow.
pick him apart a little bit to know, because we haven't talked to enough people with this behavior.
Yeah, like I've gone and on the internet to try to find out more about it, but like all the websites are like the sites that people go to that.
I'm dedicating a special to this, by the
yeah.
way.
Wow.
On the
well, let me ask this.
Wow.
What,
devotees
what is going on in these pictures? Is it hardcore pornography?
No, it's like, no, it's actually, it's just like regular, I mean, disabled people, like, they're not, I mean, there's some of them, I've seen some of, like, because I've gone to the sites to, because I've seen, like, I've gone on, like, the history.
Yeah, I know they're regular disabled people. I want to know what's going on in the pictures.
Are they nude? Are they having sex?
No, it's not like that. It's just, I mean, I guess, like, they put their pictures up on the internet, and then like you, I guess like devotees or whatever can talk to them and tell them that they saw their picture or whatever, like get in contact with them. Like they have like organizations, like groups.
Is he writing to them or talking to them online?
Like, hold on, doesn't sound like porn to me. This
no,
is just
it's not. It's really not porn, but like he masturbates to it.
Yeah. How do you know he masturbates?
By the way, how do you know that?
Just to take a beat here and just so to speak, and just think about how different the male and the female is here. Are there any females that would do this on Earth? Ever a human female do this? No,
doesn't no,
exist.
No,
doesn't exist.
No. Hey, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
How do you know he masturbates to it?
Because he's told me.
All right. Now,
wow.
Here,
hold on a second.
Wow.
Listen, if you're looking to get out of a relationship, this is what you do.
You tell your girlfriend.
You leave a couple pictures out from the. You leave the calendar from the Special Olympics out for the March money drive, and you tell the old lady beat off to it a couple times, and she should just leave.
Wow!
Right?
Wow.
I mean, isn't that what you do? Like, by the way, do you have to?
That's definitely a relationship killer.
Here's the thing, too. Yeah. Like, women know anything a guy looks at on a computer, he beats off to. Like,
smart women will know that.
I was just looking up some wall covering. You
some
know?
Tools.
I was looking up tools. It's like anything that pops up, anything that's on that computer, he
drill
must have
bits,
beat off
whatever,
to.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, he beat off to it. All right.
My wife knows you.
I was pricing urns and on the internet.
Yeah, got excited.
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Why do you think he told you this?
Well, he, like, when I first found out, he, like, denied it, and he was like, no, like, I mean, his mom is a foot doctor, and so he told me that, like, you know, she has, like, her patient's pictures, like, on her, like, file, because when I first found out about it, it was, like, in a file, like, on his computer, and so he told me it was, like, his mom's file that she has for her patients. And then, you know, like, I thought kind of skeptical about it, and then, you know, nothing came up about it again, and then, I found more stuff.
We have a new theme for this show. I got to know more about this.
I don't know.
Listen, this is not a made-up call. You don't have that kind of detail.
Definitely not made up.
You're thinking the thing about the mom is kind of a...
No, it's not made up. It's not made up. Because you couldn't... our callers could not come up with that kind of detail, nor would the imagination come up with the devotee.
Plus, she's managed to take a very interesting, provocative topic and make it boring. That's how you know it's not made up.
Elizabeth, here's my...
Not everyone's an entertainer. Not everyone makes the cut, Randy. You know that.
Yeah.
Here's what we don't know, Elizabeth, is we haven't talked to enough guys with this behavior, and I'm certainly no expert in this behavior, to know what it means, what the implications are. Does it mean he's a certain kind of trauma history, that he can't contain himself in a relationship?
It means something.
We don't know really
what.
How long have you been with him?
4 years.
How's the relationship been?
Good.
So except for this, everything's been fine?
Yeah, like this past... It's been like a year that, like, well, it's been like a year since I guess I've known, but really just like, I guess four or five months that we've both really been like, you know, he's aware that I know and
okay.
Are you sexually active with him?
Oh, yeah.
Another good question?
Yeah. Elizabeth?
Yes.
Are you sexually active with him?
Yeah.
Anything we should know about that?
Like what?
Anything weird about that?
That's good.
I got a million questions.
I know. You got a million. Yeah. We all got a million questions. True.
But then we die. I got
them all. All right. Look, I don't care. I'll talk for five minutes.
I got to talk to her.
Oh, you're not going to talk to her off there. You say that every night. You never end up talking to her.
Talk to her off there, Chris.
Every night.
Yeah,
you
I can't talk to her.
You should talk to her off there. You should
talk to her off there. Let me say this. Okay.
Can't do it?
Let's... Anderson's yelling, you can't do it. You can't do it. That's fine. Let me ask this, and let me say this. We talk to people who get involved with sort of deviant behavior, and we always say it means something else.
Right.
Probably something coming down the road. On the other hand, if nothing ever manifests itself, and it's just this one thing, and it becomes a fetish, it sort of exists in a vacuum, then so be it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, he's able to maintain a relationship. He doesn't have any psychiatric symptoms. There's no weird behaviors. Nothing else with this guy.
As long as he can stick to that, that's fine. Mm-hmm. If he throws you some leg braces and a hockey helmet and says, put this on,
now it's time to leave.
And then you might want to maybe get somebody to talk to him about this, just to take him, evaluate him, make sure he's okay.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, just
all right. Hello? Angela?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
It says here that you're hot, but you can't have a relationship with guys.
No, I can't, and it sucks. I can. My problem is, I can sleep with them. But I cannot be in a relationship with them.
A little bit of pot.
Wow,
Angela.
You smoking some weed? You had a couple wine coolers tonight? By the way, she's calling from Santa Cruz, and the streetlights have been on for 3 hours, so you know she's hot. The mayor of Santa Cruz is drunk
exactly,
and high right now.
Exactly.
You can't move into Santa Cruz unless you promise to get high and drunk every single night.
Just the college.
You go there to get high and hang out. That's what you do.
That boardwalk does it. That's what it is.
Yeah, Angela.
No, what?
You smoke a little weed?
Do I? I do on occasion.
Like 5 days a week.
5 or 6.
No, anyways.
Yeah. 5 days a week, and then the weekend.
I don't understand this relationship problem though. What do you mean? You can like go out with him and do it, but then no one wants to fall in love?
No, it's not that. It's just I get really nervous.
You don't want to stay in the relationship.
No, it's not that I don't, because I do. That's not the problem. The problem is I can't be comfortable around him unless I've been drinking.
Right. So, therefore, you don't want to stay in the relationship.
Well, all right. You've been drinking tonight?
No, not at all. I work.
Not at all?
Just smoking
No,
pot.
Not at all.
Wow. Now, what's your drink?
What's my drink?
Yeah, what do you like?
I like Captain Morgan's. That's my drink.
That's a cheap date right there.
Wow.
Condom, fifth of Captain,
Captain Morgan.
Morgan,
some weed.
Yeah, you're going to need a little chaser. Maybe just a little tap water.
A little tap water.
Cheap date. All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. You're 19. What are you doing over there in Santa Cruz?
I'm hanging out.
Of course, right. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe you taper back the weed and the Captain Morgan and do a little less hanging out. Maybe crack the books, get a job, do a little something like that.
I have a job. I work at a nice job, by the way.
Where's your job?
I work at Wells Fargo.
Wow. Ooh. Should get us some money, man.
Riding shotgun, or are you actually driving the coach?
Angela, the point being is that you need to make yourself available for a relationship if you want to have one. And being nervous, God knows what is in your past that makes relationships so threatening to you.
Yeah.
But you got to overcome that. If you can't, then that's time for treatment. But yeah, look, you can have the most intimate kind of contact with somebody. Mm-hmm. Don't let that just be some sort of, drug that you receive. Yeah.
All right.
But the point is, start having a relationship, a real relationship with people. Hang out with people when you're alert and not intoxicated.
Yeah.
The lights are on. You'll be fine.
Don't let the Captain Morgan be the crutch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and let me tell you, I've been really getting into the virtues of the alone TiVo buzz myself lately.
Really? What do you mean?
Instead of going out and going to a party and getting loaded like I used to do, I now sit home and get loaded, a little bottle of red wine, and just watch TiVo and examine everything like the Zapruder films, like a maniac stopping things, rewinding it. Wow. It's nice, having the control, feeling like God.
Like you're in control.
Yeah.
You're a devotee.
Yeah.
Devotee.
Randy Jackson here, everybody, from American Idol.
I'm a devotee.
We are going to take such a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Randy Jackson in studio tonight.
What up?
A judge from American Idol, of course, going on its fourth season. And auditions.
Nice claps, man. Nice claps.
Starting this Wednesday. And now see, what they've raised, you guys raised the age up to 28.
Yeah, 28.
What was it before?
It was 16 to 24, now it's 16 to 28. You know, we're trying to get some more older people in.
What are you guys looking for other than, you know, it's great when you have charisma and you have someone who's physically attractive as well as has the goods and the pipes to back it up. But are you looking for a little diversity, too, like someone who sings a little rock or maybe someone who sings opera or something like that?
Yeah, I think looking for diversity and also looking for uniqueness, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, what happens a lot of times is kids who come in and they sound just like somebody else on the radio.
Right.
No, we're not looking for the next Switchfoot front singer guy. Right. No, we're not looking for the girl from Evanescence. No, we're not looking for Mariah Carey.
Do you, the judges, talk about this? Do you plan what you're looking for?
No, but I mean, you know, we talk about it during the thing, because I mean, if you're going to copy somebody, I mean, you know, what good is that? Because, you know, the whole thing about being on the radio and having a big, you know, play history in radios, you have identity that you're building. So when somebody turns on and go, oh my God, that is definitely, you know, Axl Rose.
Right.
Oh my God, that's definitely, you know, Usher or somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Identity.
Usher can dance, by the way. You ever see him dance?
No, he's a true entertainer.
Oh,
my God. He's got the whole thing.
There's dancing, and then there's dancing. Mm. He dances. Mm. Like, he's like, wow, I would get laid if I could dance like that.
Yeah, we call it dancing. That's dancing.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, it's like the guys who dance, but you kind of go, eh, I could do that.
Right.
But then when he does it, so, oh, no.
He's trying.
No, I could not be doing that.
No, he's definitely got the goods, man. He's got all the goods.
I like once in a while when a guy, here's what I do. I would finish everything with a back handspring if I could do it, because that eliminates the I could do that crowd almost immediately.
Yeah, but you know what's cool about that? You show all the chicks that you're very athletic. Ooh.
Oh, no, women. I mean, one day we ought to hook them up to some sort of moisture meter.
To mess them up.
And just watch. Because they watch a guy. Here's the whole thing. They watch a guy work on a jet engine. Nothing. It's
nothing.
Like an ashtray in there.
Yeah.
They see a guy doing a little hip shake. All of a sudden, it's the floodgates open.
Yeah, the motor's moving.
Yeah, they love that. I mean, if you could really move and you go out to a club and you just take over the dance floor and start shaking your ass, you're in every night. A
lot of chicks.
Every night.
A lot of chicks.
No, maybe. Absolutely. Because they look at that as this is how this guy Fs. This is, and then something even deeper than that.
Ooh.
Yes, Drew.
Speak for yourself.
No, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
No, definitely.
It hits them on a visceral level. Whereas as a guy, we want a hot chick.
Period.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Like, look, put it this way. If one chick didn't look so hot but moved, man, could move on that dance floor, would not take her over the hot chick that moved like the Tin Man. Even if she was a half a notch hotter.
Oh, no, man.
Okay,
that's
half a toss-up.
Okay, half a notch.
Half a notch. But maybe not half a notch, but two notch. The difference... the five that couldn't dance and the six and a half, or the five that could dance and the six and a half that couldn't, we'd take the six and a half every
time. Definitely, yeah? definitely.
Yeah. All right, thank you. That's guys, everybody.
Yeah. Take notes.
Take notes, guys.
Is that what you call it?
Sherry.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that how you spell Sherry?
Sherry is Sherrye.
How do you spell your name?
Sherry. How did he spell it on the...
Sherrye.
Sherry. Oh, okay.
Sherry, that's how you spell her name.
All right, baby doll. Let's get to the prom. 25?
Yeah.
You use meth every day?
Every day.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. What's your question?
Sherry, didn't you see that USA Today article? I think it was a front page article about all the brain damage from regular meth.
Really?
It was front page.
We've known that for quite some time, that meth is one of the drugs that really just destroys brain tissue.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's talked about as a horrible drug, but...
No, I've mentioned it a billion times. Thank you for listening, Adam.
I tune
out. Yeah, I know. But the region in which the damage is done is sort of in the limbic area, so people get two very characteristic symptoms. One is they're always depressed and anxious, and the other is they have memory problems.
Wow.
Short-term memory problems.
All right. Also, hold on a second. I know you're doing PET scans and looking at the brain, but the average IQ of the person that gets going with the meth has to be 20 points lower than us geniuses with the coke and the heroin.
Do you know, and again, you'll always tell me not to ask these kinds of questions, but I'm compelled to.
Go ahead.
Is in the town where I work, you know where they have one of the biggest amphetamine problems?
In where?
Caltech.
Caltech. Well,
really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
But that's
people are working late hours.
They're using it initially functionally. They think they understand the risk because they're big scientists. They're going with it.
Those are Asians who would kill themselves if they got a B.
The point is, though,
have to fall
these
on
are
a
very
sword.
Bright people.
All right. But that's different. I'm talking about the sun-blasted white trash trailer park cooking it up in the kids, you know, stashing it in the kids' diaper. That's what I'm thinking. When I'm thinking meth, I'm thinking albino white trash.
You and I, we live in Southern California, so we think desert meth.
Desert meth.
Party in the desert.
It's a sun-bleached, drawn, sun-damaged.
Everything looks sun-blasted, sort of waiting to die. It's a chain-smoking, leathery-looking... It's never dark curly hair.
Strangely, never male that comes to mind either.
No, it's always that chick. Sherry.
Yeah.
Sorry, baby doll. All right, so it's bad for you.
Right. What's your question?
I haven't noticed. Like people that know me haven't noticed the change.
It comes with time. It will eventually. And I'm saying this with essentially without exception.
Right.
There will be brain damage, and there's a slowly progressive paranoia that's separate from the brain damage that occurs because of the chemical results of the drug, where you will become increasingly preoccupied with your neighbors, coworkers, friends, and family, and people develop very elaborate delusions about them.
Okay.
Nope.
One more question.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been using, I've noticed a positive result in my life, believe it or not. I've lost weight.
No, I do believe. Listen.
You lose.
is there a prescription drug that would give me the same thing without
Not quite the same way.
Wow.
Yes,
at the beginning, you lose a couple pounds and you can work a little harder.
Sure, here's
the wheels
deal.
Come off.
People become addicted to drugs that work for them.
Yeah.
No one's happier than my opiate addicts when they find their way to opiates. And it usually takes a few years for the house of cards to fall.
Right.
But these things work like a mother.
Now, Sherry, how long have you been using?
Well, I experimented when I was younger, but, off and on here and there partying and stuff. But this has been kind of serious for about a year.
Hold on. Do I hear any kids in the background?
No kids.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Don't have any kids.
Actually, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and... you've helped me a lot in my relationship.
Another success story, everybody. Strung out on speed. Loveline, we're sending out a windbreaker. We're going to give you a plaque.
But Sherry, you go see a psychiatrist. Maybe there are things that can be used. Again, speculating what your diagnosis is, it's better. you know, works, you're feeling better with speed. But the addiction has been activated here, and the thing about addiction is there will be ongoing use in the face of adverse consequence once those begin accumulating.
All right, let me say
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's rough.
Speed, bad drug. And listen, you're talking to a guy who doesn't say they're all bad, but speed, the worst. You brought up the article in the USA Today. The part of the USA Today that I'm mesmerized by is the snapshots yeah. down on the corner. It's yeah. like, I swear to Christ, a month ago, it was a number of... fireworks related injuries.
Wow.
July.
Wow.
70% as opposed to December, where it's like, and I'm looking at these things and I'm like, no ass, Sherlock, first off. Secondly, you don't got anything for today. Put a picture of a missing kid.
Exactly.
This is my whole thing. Like, I read, I've been reading, you know, the Peanuts cartoon for the last 20 years, waiting to crack a smile, realizing what a hack Schultz was, and just look, it's like box, 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 nothing. And
nothing.
My whole thing is you got nothing today.
Hey, listen,
put a picture of a missing kid.
Let me even
how about that, Drew?
I am so sick of news talking down to the public and thinking,
oh my God,
thinking the
crazy.
Public is
that's
stupid
crazy.
And not worthy of an in-depth discussion.
Snapchat.
How about giving little bits of education? Those little things? Actually teaching people things. If you
teach them something. Why couldn't you do that?
I am so sick of being in newsrooms where people are just they don't talk to the public. They can't understand you.
Yeah.
You're creating the news for these people, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
Drew, I'm sure a lot of people were surprised to hear that around the 4th of July there was more injuries fireworks.
From fireworks. Oh, my God.
Careful.
That wouldn't make sense.
They couldn't come to that conclusion on their own. And you've got to deliver to them very carefully because they're so fragile and so stupid they can't understand anything else.
No, because we've all had cousins and aunts and sisters and fathers and mothers have all lost fingers. In the month of December.
Exactly.
Christmas time, of course.
Christmas time. You think M80s, or do you think Christmas time?
Yeah.
You think
like
Piccolo
Bombs.
Piccolo
well, there
Peach
is that shotgun that's, on New Year's Eve. There's the shotgun.
It's just one of those things where it's like, look, and about every third little snapshot box I read over on USA Today, I realize, I just look at it, I start reading, I get about halfway into it, I get to the bottom, and I'm like, you guys had nothing.
They had nothing. They put
it's the
nothing
same,
there.
Same with the cartoons. It's like, what's going on with Mama's family? Nothing. You didn't have anything today. And here's the thing. You got nothing. You don't have a joke. You don't have an interesting statistic. Fine. You got nothing? Put a missing kid in there.
Yeah.
Who's going to complain?
Exactly.
What do I do? Write a letter? Or where's my ridiculous pie chart when instead there's a kid that was abducted? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
put the missing kid in there. That's what everything... We should just adopt this in general, which is, if you got nothing, picture of a missing kid.
Right.
Like right now, on this radio show, it should be a picture of a missing kid. Like close your eyes and picture someone missing. We got nothing. I'm going to go for 20 minutes about the same thing.
But we got auditions for American Idol.
That's right.
Yeah,
we got Randy Jackson, everybody.
Both of you guys going to audition. I love it.
Yeah.
We'll go audition.
Come on, baby.
Oh, Drew can sing.
I sing.
Drew sings opera, everybody.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, Anderson? Is that... this is Drew actually singing opera.
Really?
On Ben Stein's show. Yes, it is.
What's so funny about that?
I'm picturing a missing kid being in place of this segment.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what is that? Japanese?
Italian.
Oh, okay. I think it's Italian.
I like that.
I'll sing this.
Listen,
I will do it.
Wait a minute, man. Is this really you?
Yeah, this is him.
For real?
Yeah. Ben Stein.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm impressed, dude.
What's so funny about that?
I'm impressed.
You and Pavarotti, man. Come on.
I'm impressed. You're a spindly white guy and you're belting it out. And a doctor, everybody.
And a doctor.
All right. And a man of passion.
I like. No, that's right. But I was singing that, and Ben Stein was so. Ben Stein, our relationship turned at that moment.
Really? Because you guys used to go at each other.
Yeah. No. Now he thought that we were.
Wow, that's impressive, man. All right, doctor. All right, the doctor's in the house. The doctor's in the house for real now.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Randy Jackson here tonight.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Randy Jackson is here tonight from American Idol.
Yeah,
starting the new auditions in like 2 days, right?
Yeah, man. Cleveland, man. Cleveland, the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's right. L.A., home of the street with the Mexicans.
And the tarp.
And the pit.
How long are you going to be in Cleveland for?
Only a couple days.
And then where?
Then we go to St. Louis,
Washington, D.C., Orlando, Florida, New Orleans, Las Vegas, Anchorage, Alaska.
These are largely affiliates of ours, too.
San Francisco. By the way, the transition from Las Vegas to Anchorage, everybody.
Enjoy that ride, Andy.
Yeah, that's a time machine.
You got
it is.
You're going. You are essentially if you're going from Las Vegas Strip to Anchorage, that plane is going back in time, and not 20, 30 years. Thousands of years.
Yeah, man. Really?
I went from Panama City, Florida to Anchorage in one day.
And
I had to go through a wormhole to get there.
Yeah, that's
right.
A porthole in time, everybody. Yeah. You can see a pterodactyl like flying past you as the plane is coming in the land.
Those are the fantasies you have.
Fred Flintstone's going to drive you from the airport.
Because
I like the Flintstones, dude. I like the Flintstones. Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it's good. I'm just saying.
Barney Rubble.
You going from Florida back to Anchorage, just going back in time 700 years. He's going from the Vegas Strip. That's going
to
be 5,000-6,000.
The lights and the cheap seats and all the people. Oh.
Yeah, I think you're going to like
his
Anchorage.
His thing about Anchorage,
better.
You're going to like everybody's got a story.
Everybody. I'll bet you.
What are you doing here? Everybody's got a story.
Everybody.
Even
how'd
kids,
you get to Anchorage? Yeah. Well,
even the kids of the people that have a story have a story.
Yeah. Well, it's also a lot of it is, what are you doing here? Why? Are you from the federal government?
Yeah. I just want to meet a kid up there that says to me, well, many, many, many years ago when I was, you're only 10.
Wormhole.
There you go. All right, let's take a call because Randy's only staying for the first hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Get one more call in before we send him packing. Christina?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's happening, baby doll?
Okay, I've been celibate now. Well, not anymore, but I've been celibate for about a year and a half until about 4 weeks ago. And I normally have regular periods, but I skipped the period, and I took a pregnancy test, came up negative. My boyfriend says that he heard that if you go without sex for a while and you suddenly become sexually active, your hormones can change and that you may skip a month. Is that true?
No, your boyfriend, I don't know what's motivating him to say something like that, but no, that's not true.
What's he do,
here's
by the way?
Because
it's always funny when you find out he drives a forklift over.
What's he do for a living?
No, he's actually an intelligence analyst in the Army.
Intelligence analyst?
Right.
Wow.
So he's up to something.
He's an operative.
He's a smart guy, but I think he thinks he's too smart.
Yeah. Wow. All right. What's has he got? He got any inside dope for us?
No, he won't even tell me. He's like, he's got top secret clearance, but he can't talk about anything, even to me. So.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think could be causing that? Clockwork.
Well, your first, second, and third possibilities are pregnancy. Because you had unprotected sex
2 days ago.
You had unprotected sex, right?
Yes.
And sometimes people just miss their period because they're not cycling. The hypothalamus, the pituitary aren't cycling normally just for whatever reason. That can just happen. You can get ovarian cysts and endometriosis and sort of other things that are not uncommon at all. But the most common thing for what you describe is still pregnancy.
Why are you celibate?
Well, I was in a bad relationship, and I had a baby.
So you cut him off.
I've been seeing this guy on and off for 3 years, but in between that time, I had a romance that it bloomed fast, and it died quickly, too. But I had a baby, and he was very sexually abusive.
Uh-huh.
What is sexually abusive?
So I kind of freaked out.
What is sexually abusive?
What does that mean?
Well, when I got pregnant, we got engaged, but when I got pregnant, he decided that he owned me, and when I wasn't in the mood, he'd make me do it anyway. And he was a very large guy, and it hurt a lot. I'd cry, and he'd, call me a name and stomp out, and he'd be mad at me for days, and finally left that jerk. But
thank God his blood is running through your child's veins, That's a fantastic choice you made there, by the way.
Wait a minute. The environment created that jerk.
Okay. Whatever. Listen, Christina. All right, you're 20. You got one kid from one guy.
How about a little protection every time?
Yeah.
You have
how about
sex?
You? How about a little protection? What do you say, baby? Huh?
I was getting ready to start birth control. That's why I'm waiting for my period.
Yeah, how about a condom in the meantime?
Yeah, how about a condom?
Yeah, I could do that.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Hold on a second. Would you listen to me, you retards out there? Stop. She's 20 years old. She's already got one kid with the sexually abusive running through the veins.
Mr. Rapo, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Daddy, I mean, Rapo. Fantastic. You already got the one kid. Now, maybe I'm pregnant again. Oh, well, I was going to start. Come on, everybody.
I guess I could use a condom.
And by the way, as a society, we're not putting any emphasis on this. Like, young, stupid, effed up people. Stop farting out the kids. Can we do that?
Yeah, please.
We're keeping the gangs infested. We're keeping the prisons filled. We got the welfare lines. These are all these kids. This is all the product of these kids. It's not Drew's kids.
It's not Randy's kids.
It may be my kids.
It probably will be.
My kids are going to buddy up with Drew's and Randy's kids and leech off of them.
Come on.
All right, just stop it, everybody. This is all the problems in the world. How about you pipe up?
God, is it that hard? Use a condom.
Thank you. All right. Randy Jackson, everybody. American Idol.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon, Randy. Thanks for coming in.
Dude, it's always a pleasure. We love it here, man.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Not too long.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Dr. Drew. Randy Jackson has left the building. How about that, Randy? What a good guy.
That was not Randy Jackson.
Yeah, who was that?
He did not say dog once.
He didn't. That's right.
I was listening carefully.
This guy was 100 pounds lighter and never said dog.
A small guy, never said dog. Can't be him.
Man, who was that?
I don't know. Some guy pretended to be Randy Jackson.
Wow.
Not once. Not even off the mic.
I know. I swore the over-under was going to be like 9 seconds. Drew had it at 3 minutes. Now, to be fair, I spoke for the first 22 minutes of the show.
No, but I listened
without
carefully.
Breathing.
Yeah, I got that.
That was one exhale.
That's true.
I was like, people don't realize, but before the show starts, it's just here's what I do. I hate my family, high school football, red left arrows,
break
it down.
But before each break, they suck. They realize.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, all right. How dare you? Where are we going now? Let's party.
Line six. Let's party.
Let's go. Let's party, Drew.
Line six, dude.
About this guy? 81
not
minutes.
Fine. Talk to him.
Let's stop putting people on hold for 150 minutes. Jade?
Yes.
16?
Yeah.
You take 10 or more Robitussin pills to get high?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that actually is a dangerous thing to do. It's called robo-tripping. It's sort of like a mix between PCP and methadone in terms of how it affects your brain. And
really?
If you look on the websites, even the ones that try to be sort of encouraging about these sorts of experimentations, they do admit that this is a potentially problematic activity.
Well, what's it do? Does it give you a hallucinogenic kind of euphoric high?
Like a dissociative high. It's like you're sort of out of it and you're looking at things and floating out of your body.
Gotta get some of that. Jade?
Yes.
Here's the whole thing. You're 16.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain, I was really thinking about it today, really giving it some thought, ironically using my brain to think about my brain. That's brain on brain
activity.
Thinking
about brain that was missing?
And I thought, you know, it's really important. Here's what I thought to myself. I was sitting around, I'm thinking, if my brain got screwed with right now, I wouldn't be able to make a living.
Right.
Like, if I got my part screwed with just a little bit.
Even a little bit, yeah.
Wasn't able to focus, lost my sense of humor, whatever it was, just got dialed down. Just a couple of notches, just to most of the guys who work in my house all day kind of thing.
That's not a couple notches.
Okay, that's a free fall.
Yeah.
But the point is... the point is that'd be it. I know it sounds stupid. I mean, it's that way with just about everybody and whatever they do. But I just mean if you're using
your brain for everything. Everything. Now, forget the fact that you need it to be able to experience life and that's how you're experiencing yourself. You need it to.
It's how you're going to make money.
Yeah.
It's the only way you're going to make money. Jade.
Yes.
So as far as the folks that are just sort of doing that, hey, I'm 16 and I'm whacking myself in the head with a frying pan to see if I can change my affect a little bit. It's always scary to me, like, especially when you're 16, because your brain, it ain't dry yet. So can you stop it, please?
Yeah, I'll try.
See what you can do.
Yeah, what about, like, long-term effects, though? Like, would it totally fuck up my, or mess up my body?
It'll make you fat. They make your boobs droopy.
Yeah, I did. I did mention a few minutes ago that it is a problem. There can be damage.
It
effects.
Is.
Yeah.
It's a problem. So that's
both
enough.
Both Adam and I went on quite a lengthy little diatribe about that just now.
It's bad.
Which suggests that maybe there's a problem already.
If you just ask again if there's a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of brain use, now is this Stefan?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 What's going on?
I'm here.
What's your question?
Yeah, I was wondering, I'm going to be moving to L.A. soon, and I was wondering, like, where's a good place to move? Because you're always talking about how, like, the good places are the bad, like, the good sounding places are bad places and stuff like that.
Yeah, this is a good point. I have said for, I would like to print, hey, Engineer Chris, print up a list of Los Angeles cities in greater Los Angeles. Because as we've said many times, Hawaiian Gardens sounds great. It's it's an armpit. Panorama City sounds fantastic. It's an a-hole. Or at least a cesspool. Sun Valley sounds fantastic. I mean, you're picturing a ski resort. Oh, no. Picture a huge Alvarez Street. All I'm saying is, if Alvarez Street had a gang, that would be Sun Valley. I used to play for the Sun Valley Falcons at Pop Warner. Dump.
What was that he played for?
Oh, dice. I played for East Valley Trojans and Sun Valley Falcons.
Wow.
It's horrible out there. Here's the point. You don't know this when you're moving from Detroit. This is why I say we assign numbers, and I've said this many times. Sun Valley, instead of being Sun Valley, you're 1382. Instead of being Hawaiian Gardens, you're 1214. Now you got some motivation. Because now Steven ain't going to want to move.
What's Steven asking?
To 1214.
He wants
some good cities. You're moving to Los Angeles area?
Yeah.
How much do you have for rent?
How much? Like, $700.
$700.
You're going to be hating life.
$700, so you can get yourself like a one bedroom or maybe just a bachelor.
Studio.
In a studio in a good neighborhood or like a, you know, semi-spacious one bedroom in a crappy neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Right. Now, where do you get the $700 a month?
Like, I have a job at a Little Caesars that's going to transfer me there. And I'm going to get a bartender job, too, because I'm going to bartender school.
How do you, and by the way, do bartending schools have placement strategies? They do.
Yeah.
They'll place you with a bar.
Yeah, they say they can.
But listen, the most important thing is how are you going to get transportation. That determines everything about
You have a car. And why are you moving to Los Angeles?
Because I'm going to be a writer.
Okay. Stay where you are. We'll come to you. That's my new thing. I'm tired of every Yahoo in the country moving to Los Angeles. What are you going to write? What kind of stuff?
Sitcoms.
And movies. You can write a movie from your house. You don't have to move.
But I need an agent out there.
Yeah. I got an agent. He's in New York.
Uh-oh.
He's further away than you are. Yeah, you could get it. You could have a guy in Los Angeles represent you from Detroit.
Well, spell out why you're telling him what you're telling him.
You have meetings. Listen, you're gonna. You know what? Let me tell you what your meetings are. Let me tell you the kind of meetings you're gonna be taking in Los Angeles. It's gonna be with the manager of the Little Caesars. Topic: breadsticks, cheesy breadsticks. Yeah, here's the kind of meetings. Listen to me. I told you that you had to wear the Caesars hat and smock and represent Caesars when you were working the fake pizza oven in the back there. Now, go out and use that bartending license you're to license to top off that tab. That's what you're going to be doing.
Uh-oh.
Believe me, there's going to be no writing going on. You got any ideas for a sitcom?
Oh, yeah.
What are
they? I wrote a script for Reno 911.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And now what happened? Where is it?
It's sitting on my desk. I got to get it to an agent.
Oh, well, boy.
That's what the mail's for.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you just sent it. Listen, okay. Here's what I'm trying to think of a place that's far away. Well, where is the Little Caesars going to... Where's the Little Caesars that you're moving to?
They said they got a couple in L.A. One of them in L.A. I don't know which one. I don't really care.
Okay. Well, again, Hawaiian Gardens. That's the place you want to move to.
Hawaiian Gardens?
Could be in Long Beach or something.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, just move somewhere in Orange County. That's good. I won't have to deal with it.
Why are you being so negative, the poor guy?
All right. I'm just tired of people coming to Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's not the healthy move, usually.
No, it isn't. And
you should be invited out here kind of thing.
Here's what we should do.
Should be living here to do a job.
Here's what Los Angeles should be like. It should be like the school in Fame. We'll audition you. We'll see how we like you before we admit you. Yeah, that's it. Let's see your work. Let's go ahead. Send a copy.
Let me modify
the script.
You come here because you need to productively contribute to our economy. You're going to work, and then if on your off time you want to work on these other things, fine. That's fine. It's your
No, but I'm saying we don't. You're coming here to be a writer, to be an actor, to be a musician. We're going to need to evaluate your skill level and your talent level before we let you in.
All right, fair enough.
Other than that, we just got another guy at the Little Caesars giving you the stink eye and trying to slide his script under the door.
I just worry what's going to happen to that guy like that. You know what I mean?
No. He's going to get his bartending license. He's going to land on his feet. Hey, but you can do work. Let me tell you something about bartending, Drew.
I know. Well, you and I both wish we were in the service industry.
Oh, man. Chicks paying you to get them drunk, then tipping you. And this guy, and that's it. That's Stefan.
I don't know.
Okay,
whatever.
He sounds like a ladies man. All right, Jessica.
Yeah.
You're 19.
I'm 19.
What's up?
I was at a party over the weekend, and my.
By the way, hold on a second. Calling from Brentwood.
Yeah.
Now, if you have your choice, and you're living in Detroit, and someone says you want to move to Sun Valley or Brentwood, you go in Sun Valley.
I'm in Brentwood, Northern California, not Brentwood Southern.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, you pick 99% of people going with the Sun Valley,
just based
on the name. Not realizing
really.
That Brentwood is 1,000 times nicer.
Yeah, totally nicer.
Go ahead. And how's Brentwood in Northern California where you are?
It's really nice. It's just a nice place to live. High-end, high-class.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
Well, my question is, here it goes.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Their phone's getting bad. Why would we write Brentwood?
Why would maybe whoever they screened didn't discriminate?
She just said Brentwood.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, Jessica, go ahead.
Am I back on?
Yes, you are. That's why I said go ahead.
I was at a party over the weekend, and my friend Amy and I went, and she was really into this guy that was there. She knows him kind of well. I know him not as well as she does, and... she was getting sick, and so I ended up sleeping with the guy because she was passed out twice. I slept with him twice. And
Same night.
And she...
The same night. You slept with him.
No, the same night. At the same
time. By the way, that's just sleeping with him.
Yeah, that's having sex.
It was like two separate occasions, like an hour between each time.
That we're still going to call that once.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. But she woke up... everything, and then she ended up sleeping with him the same night, and I was just wondering, since she really liked him, should I tell her that I slept with him, or should I not?
Oh my God, what a good friend Jessica is.
Yeah, you love
worrying
your
about
friend
my
Amy.
Friend.
Such I've a gotta, sweetheart.
I've got to make sure that she knows everything about this guy.
No, that's why I want to know. I really don't want to hurt her feelings, and I really don't have feelings for this guy, but you know, what happened. I just don't know if I should tell her, or if I should just...
Why didn't you sort of divert her? Divert
What's
her?
Wrong with you, by the way?
What?
Something's up.
Why did you kind of divert her off the track that night?
I didn't actually divert her. She was just downstairs, passed out.
No, but why didn't you sort of give her a heads up?
Well, why didn't? Because I had went upstairs and gone to sleep. I didn't know that she... I didn't know that night. I didn't find out till the next day.
Well, this guy must be a piece of work, right?
Wow.
Imagine who this guy is.
Wow. I'd like to give him a BJ. all right, Jessica, something's wrong. Where's your dad?
My dad lives in the next town over.
How come? How old were you when he left?
No, I actually grew up not around here. He lives out here. I did not grow up with him.
Why did he leave?
He left because my mom and him got a divorce. They didn't get along.
How old were you? Yeah, we'll get right
I was a baby. I was a baby when they separated.
Were there stepdads?
Nope, no stepdad. I grew up with my grandparents living next door, so my grandfather pretty much raised me as my dad.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you essentially never saw your dad growing up?
No, like maybe once a summer. Every summer I would come out.
Ouch.
All right. So other than that, you don't have any boyfriends or anything like that?
No, never had a boyfriend in my life.
Ooh.
I think you got some intimacy issues.
I should say.
What's up?
I don't know. I've always wanted a boyfriend, just never got one.
Well, but people that really want one, guess
they
what?
They get one.
They get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you look like or where you come from.
No, yeah. No, that's the thing. Guys in high school didn't like me. They didn't want to date me.
Well, this guy banged you twice in like 20 minutes. You got to have something going on.
I guess. I don't know. Guys out here are different from where I grew up.
Well, the one variable in all this is you. And if it's something you want to get going in your life, get a relationship. Then
all right. Don't tell your friend.
Don't tell her?
No, although I guarantee you're going
to
weave it in and tell her, I'm giving you 48 hours before you tell her, even though we're both telling you
not to
tell her. You're still going to tell her.
That's why I called, because I wanted to know whether I should.
We honestly think you shouldn't, but I bet you're about four wine coolers away. What day is it, Drew? This weekend. You two are going to get drunk, and it's coming.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you understand why?
Just be prepared, and if it does, please call us back and tell us.
Should I really call you guys back and let you know how it goes?
Absolutely.
If you get drunk and tell her.
What if next weekend I get drunk and don't tell her? Should I call you guys back?
Call us back and tell us about a success story. Actually,
that's how you felt not telling her.
That's right. We would love to hear that story.
Absolutely.
All right, where are we, Drew?
Frankie.
I talk to Frankie. Frankie's a chick. Frankie?
Hey. Hey,
you're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's up, baby doll?
Okay. I'm on the pill, and a couple days ago, I missed the pill, but I took it as soon as I remembered. And then the next day, I missed it again, and I took it as soon as I remembered. And after that, I took it at the regular time, and then I had sex without any sort of backup. And I was wondering if I was at a particularly high risk to be pregnant.
Well, let me go over that again. You missed it on a day and then took it how many hours late?
I think maybe 7.
7 hours late. And then the next day missed it again?
Yeah, by 12.
12 hours.
Yeah.
And the next day took it on time?
Yeah.
That's probably not a big deal. I mean, it's obviously not going to work absolutely optimally, but in all probability, it's not going to have a big difference.
Okay.
I think you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, you're good.
Maybe you may want to switch over to one of the intravaginal rings or patches or something. You don't have to remember to take a pill so much, huh?
Sure. Yeah. It's probably a good idea.
All right, baby doll. They got a lot of stuff going on now, you know? Dr. Ben was in here.
Talking about the Nuva ring and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ring up you. Got the patches he's into.
He's probably talking about IUDs more than I do, I bet you.
I don't remember getting into the IUD with him that much. He was more about the Nuva ring and the patch, and I guess the shots dry up a little bit, so people are such huge fans of that.
That's good that GYNs are off that a little bit, because I've seen tons of side effects from that stuff.
From the
shots.
The ortho shots?
Depression, decreased libido.
Really?
Protracted bleeding.
That's just you.
That's just me thinking about it.
Right. Protracted bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's alternatives if you... Yeah, look, and... When I was 18, I don't really think I would have been capable of taking a pill at the same time every day. I really don't.
Oh, my God, Adam.
I really don't. I know it sounds like a revelation.
You can't brush your teeth and put deodorant on every day, for God's sake.
No, I leave the house with one shoe on because I'm too lazy to do the other shoe.
Hey, we got a fax from our Kansas City affiliate. Remember Danny Boy you met at the Axe party?
Yes.
And I said he'd been taking left turns and got caught?
Yes.
Did it again. Another ticket.
Really?
There you go. Here's the fax.
Really? Uh-huh. First off, here's the thing, everybody. I do this on a daily basis because if you've vowed, as I have, to fight the man, and by the way, I'm doing God's work here, everybody. I'm not just getting from point A to point B a little bit faster. I'm doing God's work. Yeah. We all need to take a stand. I just realize that our lives are being taken over by warning labels and pneumatic door closers and bells and buzzers and arrows and look. Everybody, anyone wants to talk about is safety. Everyone's a pussy. Let's face it. Look, why not a helmet law in a car? And by the way, I said to someone today, I'd put a helmet on in a car if you could let me drive 10 miles an hour faster. Ace with a lightning bolt on it, you know, on the left side so people could see it when I passed them by. If I could drive through those left turn arrows, which I do anyway. But the point is, yeah, everything could be safer. You lower the speed limit from 55 to 25. Require people to wear a full cage. Put a helmet on. Well, how about welding a full cage into your car? How about it? How about you outlaw the Mazda Miata? It's a little too small. You know what I mean? Let's just keep going and going and going. Yeah. How about on every corner we put hay bales up? How about that?
I turn it into a street course. People that have advocated on behalf of rights have created such restrictive laws that we have no more rights.
Oh,
that's what I love.
You pussy do-gooders. Oh, you guys sicken me.
And in the process, they made bad guys good guys bad guys.
Yeah.
Bad guys good guys. Because if you're a bad guy, you have rights.
Right.
You've got to protect your rights.
Sure.
You're a good guy. Well, screw you.
No, here's...
You've got to be busy protecting the bad guys.
Here's what this country's turned into. Hey, we'd like to get a little DNA sample from the guy on death row so that we can solve some of these cases that are still open on the books, using up some man hours. Turns out a lot of the guys that are on death row could have been the guys that are responsible for some of these other murders around town. We like to scrape a little, get a little swab cheek. Off the yeah. cheek there, match the DNA up to the thing and see if we could close the books on some of these cases and perhaps give a little closure to some of the grieving families.
How dare you? How dare you?
Oh,
what's the matter with you?
Oh, we can't do that.
It's violating their rights.
We're not going to be doing that. Yeah, yeah. We won't be doing that. Same pussies, by the way, want to make sure that you can't light up a butt on the beach. It's the same person. That's the same person, everybody. Do you hear me? It's the same guy.
Secondhand smoke.
The same
more
guy.
Likely to be
the same guy who wants to champion the rights of the guy who's on death row, not to get a DNA swab. And by the way, you're already on death row. Let us close the books on a couple other cases. Swab a little DNA. By the way, we're going to kill you in a couple of months. We can't rub a little cotton swab inside the lip there. All right. Same guy that wants to protect that guy's right is the same guy who wants to shut down your right to light up a butt in the middle of the sand on a sunny day with a 40-mile-an-hour wind blowing offshore. That's the same guy. That guy needs to be crushed. Do you understand, everybody? That's the guy that's ruining this country. Not the guy who's lighting up the cigarette.
Probably not the guy in death row, even. Strangely enough, not the guy in death row.
It's the guy who's trying to defend the guy in death row and shut down the guy who wants to light up in Santa Monica. That's the guy we need to crush. And that's the guy we need to just pound into submission. And I'm personally just driving through every left-hand red arrow. That's my subtle protest. And here's the way we do it. We all light up on the beach. We all drive through the red arrows. We hold the guy down in prison and swab him and say, F you, we're closing some cases. And that's it. That's how we do it. That's the way it's
civil
done.
Civil disobedience.
Fantastic. Got zero problem with that. So anyway, poor Danny boy from the Buzz in Kansas City. Hey, man. Says he got two for driving through?
Yeah.
Now, here's the whole thing. You got to check for the fuzz before you do this. That's what we call them. That's the fuzz.
Yeah.
I stop. I look left, right, and left again.
Behind.
Look around for the cup. Always look behind. Always look around for the fuzz.
Yeah, but you've got that hyper-vigilant thing. You see a gnat fart across the street, and you're aware of it.
Yes.
Not everyone's got that crazy gene.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this. I can promise you all this. When I get pulled over, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's got to happen because I do 10 a day. I'm going to fight it. And I'm gonna talk about spirit of the law versus letter of the law, and I'm just gonna go berserk, and then I'm gonna turn into Lenny Bruce, and I think I'll just read court transcripts in here for 2 hours every night. Eventually, I'll be pulled off the air, and I'll die of a heroin overdose. But I will fight. I will fight this ticket.
You'll fight the good fight.
As a matter of fact, I'm now driving around sort of hoping I can get pulled over
I'm
just so I can get into it.
I'm fighting my ticket by the declaration, by written,
sure.
Trial by written declaration. They tell me I have a court date tomorrow. On the online.
Sure.
No, I have no notification, no nothing. Court date, August 3rd. What? Yeah. Wow. Whoa, whoa. Why? What? What am I supposed to do?
Pay him first.
I paid him.
You got to pay him in advance.
And I paid.
Then if you beat your ticket, they send you your money back.
But then they're also telling me, does that mean they're going to read the declaration tomorrow on August 3rd? I'd just go somewhere.
True. It's become the March of Dimes. Big fundraising campaign.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, please, those left arrows, please drive through them. Please. I beg all of you. And Danny Boy over here in KC, a martyr and a hero. I will light another candle under your shrine, Danny Boy. A hero. Do you hear me? A champion. When life said no, Danny said yes.
Great American.
A great American. All right, I got to go.
The
number
center of this great land.
I got to go. Number
the breadbasket.
Let's take a whiz. Yeah. All right, we'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Let me just finish this up, that email we got from Danny Boy over at the Buzz and our KC affiliate. Basically got two tickets for turning left on Red Arrows when I begged everyone to turn left. I'm glad he's a devotee of my preaching, but he then writes, wanted to tell Adam that he is wrong on this one. I ain't wrong. Let me tell you something. The first handful of black Americans that stood up to the white man and tried to drink from the whitey drinking fountain got the crap beat out of them.
Right.
That's how it works.
You take those punches on behalf of your brethren.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's all Danny is. He's the guy leading the charge.
I said, it's like in the Civil War, the picket's charge. I mean, the front guys in the front can take a few shots.
Got mowed over by some cannon fodder.
And that's...
That's
know,
how it works.
God bless you'll be immortalized.
I'm not wrong. You just took one for the team.
Danny Boy immortalized, just like the men at Gettysburg.
That's right. That's right. Malcolm. Malcolm King. I was saying I turned Malcolm X and
King.
And no, not Rodney King, Martin Luther King into the same guy. Mm-hmm. And also, I think Malcolm Jamal Warner ran through my head too from Cosby. But Martin Luther King, he's dead now, but it doesn't mean the cause.
But he did something wrong.
Didn't do anything wrong. I mean, he wasn't wrong.
He was right.
He was right. That's why he got shot.
Well,
that's how it works.
Not why he got shot, but in spite of being right,
he stood up for what he thought was right. And he's not here anymore because of it, but that doesn't mean he was wrong.
So when Danny Boy is shot,
Danny Boy essentially got assassinated two times for going through Red Arrows. That doesn't mean I'm wrong. Oh, no. No, my preaching and teaching will continue.
Is there a point at which you can take the guy off the active duty list? Can Danny Boy kind of back off and stop doing the left turns until the rest of us?
Two tickets in less than a week. I'd say you could take 10 days off.
We can put him in the rear reserve, can't we?
Right.
Yeah.
With the gear. That's right. But I'm still waiting. And I said, it's been hundreds of thousands of times now.
Where's our buddies been from Culver City? We haven't seen our Culver City PD friends in a while. I'm surprised they don't sit out there and weed for you when we leave at night.
We don't have to go. I don't go any direction that hits me any arrows around here anymore. So I guess they're, you know, they're popping. The criminals are going through those arrows at midnight. Mm-hmm. Max?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
You have a Germany or Florida for us?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
A man accused of murder after he'd been seen by several witnesses carrying...
Hang on a second, Max. Let's put on your best announcer voice.
All right.
I appreciate that, Max. It's, you know you're on the radio, and it's you just got the finger for we're on. You got the countdown, the 5, 4, 3, 2, pow. Lights up on the camera. Go ahead, buddy.
A man accused
try
of murder.
Try it again. Wait. Count it
all right, let's
again.
Take it to the top. I'm going to cue you. All right, you ready?
Okay.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and act.
A man accused of murder after he'd been seen by several witnesses carrying what was thought to be a woman's dead body into his home was cleared of charges after he showed the police his collection of rubber sex dolls.
Ooh.
Neighbors had called the police to report the man was bringing a corpse into the apartment. According to the police, the man was completely surprised and disturbed by the police visit and questions. He showed them his collection, his collections, latest edition. a full-sized female silicone sex doll. In addition, he had four other inflatable rubber dolls and was in the process of testing the new silicone one when the police arrived.
Sure. Ooh, nice. So the silicone was not inflated. It's actual solid.
Oh, have you not seen these things? There's something called a real doll or something. I mean, they look like people.
Yeah. They have a picture of one here next to it.
Yeah. They look like beautiful women, but they're better.
I know.
You don't have to feed them. They don't make the number two around the house.
They come with high heels and stuff, too. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know they're not coming with the Birkenstocks and a mustache. Okay, they come with high heels. That's got to be
dragging
excellent.
In the silicone all right, the rubber.
This smacks of Germany.
Me
to
too.
Me.
Yeah,
it feels German.
Multiple reasons. A, it's a little weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, the collection of those weird. B, Florida. Nobody would give an F about stuff like
well,
that.
Well, here's the thing about Florida. Florida would actually be a woman's corpse.
Yeah, right.
Germany and Germans love technology,
and they like getting into other people's stuff a little bit. No?
Okay, yeah,
a little community.
I thought Germany immediately.
Me too.
All right, we're going Germany.
Germany, you're right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Max. And that's how you play Germany or Florida, everybody. Hey, Max?
Yeah?
It's guys like you that make it all worthwhile.
Thank you.
All right, buddy boy.
And I was just wondering if I could squeeze this one in, because I called later, but the guy said he didn't take the call.
Go ahead.
Can herpes be transmitted, through a polyurethane condom?
Through polyurethane?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be able to be, but not that well studied. Polyurethane should be an adequate protection, but condoms are not perfect.
I've heard somewhere that viruses could get through polyurethane.
That's the concern. That's the concern, but it's not been proven really definitively either way yet. And the condom is not the greatest way to protect yourself from herpes if somebody has an active outbreak, because it can get around the condom too.
Max, you got a good 9 to 13 years before you're gonna have to worry about that, buddy.
Well, actually, it's more like 2 to 3 days.
2 to 3 days. What do you got? What do you got cooking?
Well, the thing is, I've known this one chick for a long, long time, and she's a virgin. But she says that there's something going on down there. I don't know, and I'm not going to ask. You know, it could be just yeast or something.
Sure.
Yeah. But I'm not going to. She wants to do it with somebody she trusts.
You don't want to sour the deal, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, how old is she?
She's about my age, 14.
And what are you, in the 9th grade?
Yeah. Well, we've known each other, since we were, 2.
Yeah, that doesn't make it any less weird. In fact, it makes it a little more weird.
A little.
Yeah.
It's his sister.
Well, because she lives down there, down in L.A. where you guys live. She just comes up here and visits once in a while.
Yeah.
Like I said,
and you guys, this was a email correspondence?
No.
You spoke on the phone?
No,
I've actually met her in person.
No, I know that. I mean, when she said, I'm coming down there, I got a little something going on downstairs, that was in person?
Yeah.
And when was that?
Huh?
When was this discussion you had?
About yesterday. Yeah.
And so yesterday you had this. Now, why didn't you do it yesterday?
Well, because her grandparents are leaving tomorrow.
Oh, okay. They're dying.
Yeah.
And they're out of there. So you guys, the coast will be clear in a couple of days from now?
Yeah.
And where are they leaving her when they leave?
Well, they're music people, so they go down to jazz festivals and stuff like that for a couple
and,
of days.
And what does she do? She just stays at home at their house?
Well, yeah. Sometimes her aunt and uncle come over, but they're not this time.
Okay.
Maybe you want to just cool out a little bit on this whole sexual activity.
I got a little something going downstairs. I appreciate the heads up, but it's an ominous. It's a really a ominous beacon in the distance. Hey, I'm a virgin. Hey, fantastic. Got a little something brewing down there.
I just
jury's still out on the vagina.
I want to know how this conversation went down between two 14-year-olds.
I don't know.
She's a basketball player, so that's what I told her. I said,
you
probably could have gotten in the locker room or something.
Get a little jock itch or something.
Yeah, little athletes.
All right, are you into her, Max? You always been into her?
Well, she's kind of hot, but when you think about it, it's kind of like making out with your sister.
Yeah, maybe you ought to hold off.
All right. Max got a plan. Listen, you know what I think's going on?
What?
I think... A lot of girls are saying, look, I got to get rid of my virginity. I'm going to give it to some guy who I can kind of trust. I'm not totally attracted to him. On the other hand, he's not going to leave me in a drainage ditch by the side of the road or give me AIDS. And then a little negotiation. I see. I was asking about the computer because it's my theory that the computer's opened up this kind of conversation. The people are used to having these crazy dialogues now.
Humanless conversation.
Yeah, because it's real easy. I mean, it's just like, it's like you talking to some guy. It's like when some guy calls you on the phone and like, hey, who's this? And you're like, yeah, well, screw you. Yeah, well, screw you. I'll kick your ass. You know, it's a lot easier to do it.
Yeah, the phone.
Over the phone, yeah, than the guy standing in the parking lot kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if the computer hasn't just made all these kinds of conversations easier, maybe even in person, too. If people are just used to saying stuff. Plus the fact women, a fair percentage of women have called this show, have sort of shopped around, and not too closely, for the guy who's going to take their virginity. Like they're unloading a used car, and they'd like it to go to a guy they kind of knew, take care of it.
Yeah.
It's been in the family for 14, 15 years. No. It's good. It's got some miles on it, but it's clean. I changed the oil.
I wonder what's pushing them along to need to do that so early.
I think...
Just get it out of the way?
If your girl... Take note, Drew.
I'm listening.
If your girl is running with a crowd where... the majority of them have lost their virginity, then the pressure is going to be on. So if your girl is hanging around, has five or six friends, and four or five of them have lost their virginity, then she's going to just throw it out the window. Because I got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And that's where the maxes come in.
Could be.
Like, I don't have a boyfriend. I'm not going to really enjoy it anyway. And we're not talking about love. Maybe I don't want to get attached.
Right.
Maybe I'd like to lose the virginity and not have the broken heart.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Where was I when this was going on, by the way?
All that stuff left you behind. Think about all the different...
All the BJs, all the will you take my virginity. Yeah. I would have been, if I was 14 and someone, I'm looking to get rid of my virginity. What do you say, Adam? I would have been like, what? What's going on?
You would have done a backflip.
Look around for hidden cameras. I would have patted her down. You wired? Come here. Take my wand. Lift your arms, please, ma'am. Pat out. All right, you're clean. All right, now what was that again? All right, hold on. I get to transcribe. Okay, now.
We sign here.
We please. Sign here. All right, so then you have stated here, it's the date of 1979, initial, okay, and then initial here, and I'm going to need a home number and a locker number.
Get
this notarized. All right, so this is a binding contract. You must lose your virginity to me. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. We got to pay some bills, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
Got to pay some bills.
Yeah.
Going to pay some bills. Take a quick break.
Some traffic and weather.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE. All right, let's keep a rockin'.
All right.
Lynette, who's on line 422. Lynette?
Hi there. I'm calling just to tell you guys, thank you so much for being on the radio. When I was 15, I listened to you. I was molested by my grandfather.
Wow.
And while I was 15, I listened to your show, and there were so many kids calling in at the time, explaining their situations, and it encouraged me to call. And I tried calling, but I didn't get through. Encouraged me to tell my parents. I went through counseling, and I couldn't be better.
Oh, that's good. You really do sound great. How long did it go on for with your grandfather?
From the time I was born until I could remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
my
incredible.
Parents divorced. Actually, it was a good thing that my parents divorced because my mom and dad split up, and she moved me out here to California.
Father?
10.
I think it sounds like mom's dad.
Huh?
Whose father was it?
It was my the grandfather who molested me, dad. So it was a big mess.
It's a grandfather who's molested you's dad. It's your dad's dad.
My dad's dad. There you
okay.
go.
All right.
So
and you say from the time you were born.
Interesting confusion there. Grandfather
yeah.
molested me.
From the time, basically, until the time I could remember up until I was about 10 years old, I was molested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we moved out here, and I was mm-hmm. away from it, heard your mm-hmm. guys' show, and mm-hmm. it totally encouraged me to be able to talk to my mom. Mm-hmm. I was so afraid, you know. And I want to call, you know. If there's any girls out there listening or guys that have been through that, they should really talk to someone that they trust.
What happened to this guy, the grandfather?
Honestly, by the time I told, there was no evidence, so we couldn't really do anything to put him away. But my cousins and there's several other family members that came out with it.
Wow.
And he used to be a pastor.
Oh.
And he got taken away from the church and is living a very lonely, sucky life right now. And
good.
There's nothing we can really do to put him away because there's no evidence. It's just all, you know.
But the remarkable thing is you got some treatment.
Yeah.
You sound good now. That's the thing that people need to be understand that you can't just go public or go to your family with it. You've got to be willing to do some work because this stuff affects how your brain develops.
How about the group of people, though, that fell victim to this guy?
A lot of them haven't been through any kind of counseling or anything, and I can tell you one of my cousins is a lesbian and hates men because...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, but that's her right. It's got nothing to do with that.
Exactly.
Same pussies who want you not to smoke on the beach and don't want the DNA from the guys on death row are the same we can't judge. Yeah.
Exactly. You know,
thanks, Lynette.
That would never cause her being that way.
No,
that
sure.
Identity problem
getting
there.
Diddled by a guy who smells like Grecian formula and Tipperillos from 0 to 10 is not going to cause you to hate men.
Exactly.
Sure. Well, I'm glad you're doing well, and
well,
I'm glad you listen to the show. And we don't have too many success stories on this show.
Yeah, I just remember the earlier one this evening with
she listened to the show. She took our advice, and she was only doing a fair amount of math.
Just 5 days a week.
She's doing math only 5 days a week.
Why it was a problem? Wanted to challenge us on why should take issue.
And again, I've said it many times. I'm going to beg, just like I beg you to drive through those red arrows. If you're a guy and you're thinking it's a good idea to lay your hands on your granddaughter, just go ahead and put a shotgun in your mouth, pull the trigger with your toe, and go ahead and do it, please. We don't need you. It's like, look, there's a well that the town is drinking out of. If you want to take a crap in it, go ahead and put a bullet in your mouth first. That's what you're doing. You're screwing with everybody.
Right.
Then everyone starts screwing with other people. This is how we keep this cycle going. The people you molested molest other people. They molest other people. It's a virus.
Yeah.
It's a virus. Put a bullet in your mouth, would you? Would you please? Have some dignity. You don't want to be alive, do you? Here's your choices when you're alive. Your choices are effing your granddaughter or wanting to F your granddaughter.
And not being able to.
And not being able to. Those are your two choices there, buddy. How about a third choice? How about a bullet in the head? By your own hands. And believe me, let me tell you something about, They say, Drew, you can't get to heaven if you kill yourself. I say they make exceptions for pedophiles.
Because they'll be doing such a service.
I believe you go up there and you go, St. Peter sees half your head blown off.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
What's up? You're going down below. You committed suicide. It's a venial sin. You can't come up here. And you go, oh, yeah? I was this close to effing my granddaughter. And they go, whoa. And you blew your head off instead? That's right.
Save the world.
Well, okay. Go on by. You're cool. Oh, let me stamp your hand in case you got to take a leak. Because you got to come out of the club.
Yeah.
It's like a club. You get a stamp.
By the way, you say you're cool to that guy. It could be a problem. You are cool? You're cool?
You're cool? Yeah. Stamp your hand. And we put it, and by the way, it's not one of those obnoxious stamps that shows up.
It's the
one that shows under the, it's happy face, but it shows under the glow light, under the woods light.
Yeah,
we shine it under there.
Yeah.
That's so you can get in and out of heaven.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to go out to your car. You just want to have a cell phone conversation. You don't want God listening.
Number two. You don't do that in heaven.
You wear crap on a cloud. It's huge. Yeah, that's how it works. So pedophiles can get to heaven if they kill themselves. Yes, Drew?
If you say so.
All right. And then...
Alyssa, 20.
Alyssa?
Hey.
What's happening?
I have a question about my boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
could you just sing the question to us?
And it goes a little something like, yes, what is the question?
Okay, a couple of years ago, I graduated from high school, and I gained some weight. And my boobs, I jumped from a small C to a large D.
Mm-hmm.
And
I jumped from flaccid to leathery. during that during her transition.
Just
a few seconds. Yes, I went from completely flaccid to what I would consider semi or leather like condition down there. Leather, as we used to call it.
Oh my God! All right.
Yeah.
And so I've lost about half the weight, but my boobs now, every month, they go from a small C to a large D and back again, and I just want to know what's going on.
I went from flaccid to leather, back, and then back.
Just
back
mimicking down her boobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You mean as your period approaches, they swell?
Yes, but that's a huge amount.
Yeah. Some women have a greater variation than others.
Are you on the birth control pill?
No.
And are you saying that in spite of losing the weight, this happens, or only since you lost the weight?
I've only lost half of it.
Let me ask the question again. Are you saying in spite of losing the weight, or only since you've lost the weight, you've noticed this fluctuation?
Only since.
That's weird.
Hmm.
Is anything changing your diet? More salt or more?
Well, I'm eating healthier. I'm eating less junk food.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, here's the thing. This is sort of normal.
No, absolutely normal, yeah.
You continue with the good diet and the exercise and the weight loss and all that, and I'm sure this will even out.
It's primarily fluid shifts, and that's going to get better as you lose the weight more.
All right, baby doll.
Okay.
It's normal.
It's all good.
No big deal.
Real fast. John?
Yeah.
You lost 102 pounds on Atkins?
Yeah, I did.
Will you have to stay on this diet your whole life?
No.
No.
Theoretically, if you go to a better balanced diet with lower calorie intake, you should be able to maintain. Atkins is primarily for losing weight.
Right. And then you lose the weight, and then you eat a more normal diet.
More balanced, but
you stay with the exercise.
Yeah.
And we'll take a break. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. That's the show. I want to thank Randy. I don't use the word dog anymore,
yeah.
Jackson. For coming in here from American Idol and being a delight, laughing his ass off at my appropriate humor. We'll take a little break, and until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Dude, I'm impressed, dude.
What's so funny about that?
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.